Welcome to another episode of the podcast. My name is Chester, and this is In My Shoes, the only inspirational podcast there is. I decided to call this episode Not a Carnival Mask Man because it's being recorded around Carnival time, even though that release date is in May. Today on the show with me is a young man who makes me look small. As in, I'm rated 23 years before I was making a name for myself. Please welcome 11-year-old Caden Saunders. Good afternoon, Mr. Saunders, and how are you?
I am fine, thank you.
I see here you've started your own business, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Tell our audience, how is business?
Business is going good right now. I sold a couple of face masks last week. It was pretty good.
And what were your past aspirations? As in, what did you hope to be before 2020? You wanted to be a policeman, a army man, what?
I actually wanted to be a pilot before I started my business.
Right.
The business started out actually doing a course. And then after the course, when I saw how good I did, I decided to branch off and start doing my own business.
Yes.
And from there on, it was smooth sailing.
Tell me, what were your inspirations to getting into this kind of business?
Since the COVID-19 outbreak started,
yes,
I've been doing a lot of courses, and after the course, I did really well. Actually, I came eighth in a group of teenagers, and I thought that was pretty good because they were teenagers and I was only 10. So then I decided if I just, test to see if I'm good at doing this business thing.
Yes.
So then I started to just build up. I told my mom about it and she thought it was a great idea, so we just started the business.
Okay, you said you came east in a group of adolescents, correct?
Yes.
So this would lead me to question how many pupils took that course?
It was around 28 to 30 pupils.
Okay. And, when you answered that question, how did you learn to design? How do you learn to design? Walk me through the process of learning to make masks.
Well, first you have to make the foundation. And it's pretty easy. You just fold a piece of cloth over the other side.
Yes.
And you get the foundation. Then you just stitch all the sides together, or you sew them together, and that will make the base of the mask. Then you find two strings about the same length. You attach them to the top and the bottom of each side of the mask, stitch them together, and well, you have a face mask.
Cool. And your grandmother also helps with sewing, and you do a bit of sewing from what she's taught you. So tell us, how long did it take for you to pick up on this activity?
It didn't take long. I'm a pretty fast learner. It took about 2 or 3 weeks to learn how to make it, to master making face masks. So it didn't take that long.
Tell me, how did you acquire face shields? The man researches, you know, selling face shields. How do you manage to get a supplier of these items?
Actually, my mom started buying stuff from all over, and we started putting together some unique items, and then she found someone who was just selling face shields, and we started buying off of that person and making a good profit.
Okay. Was it hard to form a clientele?
It wasn't really that hard. My mom would help me out with everything, and my dad would just drop off the face shields or whatever. So he would do deliveries, and mom would buy the supplies that we needed.
Okay, and you went last year's events of lockdown. Magnum was Nils Lang.
What was it like? I would say it wasn't that bad. For the first couple weeks, I wasn't doing any work. I was just chillaxing. And then online school came about.
Yes.
And I had to do school. And then I just got used to it.
Okay. So, me a little bit over time right now. I'm kidding. What you like to tell the audience, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Good job, buddy.
This podcast is brought to you by the amazing people at Anchor. Anchor is a free app where you can not only listen to your favorite podcasters, but you can become one yourself. Anchor will also distribute your podcast among other platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn. Download the Anchor app today.
Welcome back to In My Shoes. When I'm with Mr. Saunders, and on this segment, we're going to find out the inside of his business. Welcome back, Mr. Saunders.
Thank you.
First, before we start anything, tell us, what is your business called?
My business is called Click for Anything.
Okay. So I guess we can tap for anything too.
Yes, you can.
You mentioned school in our first segment. So you want to know now where any of your friends in school surprised to learn about your business?
Actually, no, they weren't. They weren't all that surprised.
Expand.
They weren't all that surprised because, well, it's school. Children don't regularly, they don't focus on that like type of thing. Like, boys, we're just miserable. We don't focus on school or anything.
No, I'm talking about to learn about your business. To find out, hey, kid in selling masks.
They weren't surprised at all. I mean, my teachers genuinely expect the best from me and some other boys in the class. So, yeah, they weren't surprised at all.
and tell us about your support system.
As I said in the first segment,
yes,
mom mostly helps with the business.
Yes.
She buys all the stuff that I need and manages it. And I then just come in to make the face mask and everything.
What are your prices?
The prices for the face mask are... The price... $15. And the prices for the face shields are... $25.
Yes. And what about the new half line? Even better, stronger, durable, more durable face mask at a higher price or something?
Yes, I actually do. I have some aqua face masks at $20.
Yes.
They are really comfortable and they were meant to... They are reusable, unlike the first set. I started to test out on a lot of cloth and I find the aqua is best since it's more reusable than the other stiff materials.
Tell us about advertisements. How did you go about advertising your masks?
I actually first started advertising on social media. Mom set up a Facebook page for me to go there and advertise, to take pictures of the mask and send them, put them up on the website. So that's how I used to advertise, but now I advertise. I have a real website, and I still use the social media platforms, but I advertise on my website mainly.
What's the name of your website?
The name is clickforanything.com.
Again, when click. Clickforanything.com. And we've learned you also sell toys, right?
Yes, I do.
Tell us about that.
They're not much different from the face masks. I still advertise them. I just put them in a corner. Well, I put them actually in my work corner. Since my room is always messy from the cloths and everything. So
yes.
I just put them in a corner to have them safely there until they're ready to sell.
How did you start it out? Selling toys.
Mom wanted to kind of branch off of only the face mask and do some toys.
Yes.
So, since it was called Click for Anything, it wasn't necessarily only face mask. It was just anything.
Are you going to be selling clothes soon?
Yes, I am. I actually have to take another course to get more depth in sewing, so I can start to sew clothes and everything else.
Okay. Well, that's all for the segment. And we'll be right back with more of Mr. Sanders' story. This is In My Shoes. Stay with us.
This podcast is brought to you by the amazing people at Anchor. Anchor is a free app where you can not only listen to your favorite podcasters, but you can become one yourself. Anchor will also distribute your podcast among all other platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn. Download the Anchor app today.
Welcome back to In My Shoes. We sat here with Mr. Caden Saunders, a remarkable young man. Mr. Saunders, how are you enjoying your experience on the show tonight?
I'm enjoying it pretty well.
Okay. Now, tell us, because we just a few days ago, you would have had school, correct?
Yes.
So tell us, how did you juggle school, schoolwork, coursework, homework, all that good stuff with entrepreneurship?
It wasn't that hard. I would just do my work really quickly, then I would go and sit down and make a couple face masks, and then the rest of the time is for myself.
Okay, you said you'll do your work very quickly. So I'm thinking you hurriedly did your schoolwork without double checking your work. Is that correct?
It's not correct. I'm an A student in my class, and I just check it over once or twice, and in the class the next day we'll just go over the corrections.
Okay, what school do you attend though?
I attend Sacred Heart Boys Roman Catholic in Porto, Spain.
Okay, now take us through a busy afternoon and the life of Caden Saunders.
First, I actually do my work from 8:30 a.m. to 11.
Hold on. In the afternoon.
Oh, no.
So start at 3 p.m.
3 p.m. At 3 p.m., I'm about done doing my work. I then start to focus on my business. And it takes roughly 2 to 3 hours. It doesn't take that long to sew a couple of masks. Sometimes I just sew for upcoming orders or just in case if I run out. I sew a little extra than before, so I'll have extra to put up on my website and advertise.
Okay. And do you have any advice for young entrepreneurs?
Yes, I actually do. You can do whatever you want. You can be a businessman, you can be a pilot, you can be a sailor. Once you have that drive and the motivation, you can do whatever you want.
I'm asking this question because it seems like the road more traveled, like if we look at Bill Gates before he started the Microsoft computer program, he actually dropped out of college so he could have more time to dedicate his programming. Also, yeah, many other businessmen and women who've started a business with little education because they decided to quit school. Is that something you see yourself doing?
I don't think my parents would allow that. but I don't really want to quit school. I'm thinking of trying to juggle being a pilot and being a businessman.
Yes.
So I'll have to go to pilot school, but I don't think of dropping out of school ever.
Okay. And we've come to the end of our interview. Would you like to leave our audience with some words of wisdom tonight?
I would say shoot for the stars. You can do what you want to do. You can be just like me, start off a business from young, and then when you get older, you'll see the benefits that you get. So, just shoot for the stars and get a proper education. That's all I can say.
And as I always say, we've come to the end of this week's episode. So be sure to join us next week for another slide story in someone else's footsteps. We need a team, Samuel. I'll start working on that. I've already started. So look out for it. And as I always say, remember to keep smiling, keep your shoes on, keep walking. Good night.